Disturbit podcast. And also, welcome to a brand new year, 2026. Yeah,
2026.
Can you believe it?
Wow. Where did that go?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. We actually want to do a bit of a recap of 2025 in this episode. So we won't go too far into that just yet. Mm-hmm. Hold your horses.
Yep.
Well-known English expression. Hold your horses. But before we do any more English expressions or recaps or anything, can you remind us what we talked about in the last episode of 2025?
I can. It was a Christmas episode. It was a little bit longer of an episode. It was an extended episode. I think it was only 30 minutes. We did the Christmas quiz. We talked about Rudolph. And is Rudolph actually a male reindeer or a female reindeer? So is it Rudolph or is it Rudolphina? We don't know. So we mentioned that. We also mentioned mistletoe. Mistletoe is sort of romantic. Everybody sort of sees mistletoe and kisses under mistletoe. But actually we learned from the last podcast that it's poop on a stick.
Pretty much. I can't look at mistletoe in the same way now.
Yeah, every time you're kissing under mistletoe, you're kissing under poop on a stick.
Poop on a stick.
And if you want to know why it's poop on a stick, visit our Crimbo episode.
Yeah, exactly. We had a great Christmas. We hope you all did too. But in a way, we're kind of still having a great Christmas because Christmas isn't over. I refuse to accept defeat.
I want to take the decorations down.
No.
There's
a bit of a war going on in our household at the moment. There's always a bit of depression for, I think, a lot of people when Christmas is over.
I think it's that week between Christmas and the new year. It's kind of like a no man's land.
Yeah.
People forget the day. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
It's boring. You're not at work most of the time. So, yeah, I can understand that. Yeah, but still, we need to take the decorations down.
No. Yeah. Well, as you pointed out, though, in European countries, and I'm very much clinging to this for dear life, in European countries, you kind of keep celebrating until January 6th, which is Epiphany. And so that kind of made me feel better, and I'm running with that. So we're going to keep celebrating Christmas. It's only the 10th day of Christmas, as per the original song. These are the 12 days of Christmas.
Yep. Good.
So today is the 10th day of Christmas, and I'm clinging to that. I'm running with it. It is also a new year already, and we definitely want to talk about that in this episode.
We do.
What's going on with 2026? What New Year's warm-up activity do you have for us
today?
I've
thought about this long and hard. I've thought about what we could do, something different, something interesting. And to be honest, I came up with New Year's resolutions. Pretty much the usual.
You thought about this long and hard?
Maybe not too long and not too hard. So, yeah, but it's everybody does New Year's resolutions.
Yeah.
You know, things you haven't done in last year. It's a new year. It's a new start. You want to do something. You want to sort of push yourself on to do something. A lot of people sort of going to the gym or stop smoking or stop drinking or whatever, that kind of thing. So I thought about New Year's resolutions.
Yeah. I can get on board with that. I think it makes sense. But you go first. What are yours?
Okay, so my New Year's resolution, basically, after the debacle that was episode 9, my resolution is to stop accidentally pressing the wrong buttons, which totally messes up the sound on the podcast. So that's my New Year's resolution, to stop being sort of stupid with the buttons. But having said that, over to you. What is your New Year's resolution?
Well, first of all, I just want to say I think we can all get behind that New Year's resolution.
Well, thank you.
And appreciate that resolution. I don't know. I feel like my resolutions are all the same, like the normal ones that everybody has. Like, I want to keep learning more languages, lose a few pounds.
You mean sort of like half a stone, maybe?
No. I mean use a...
You mean your New Year's resolution is to learn to talk properly.
I mean lose a few pounds. Try saying that 5 times fast. Your whole stone thing makes no sense to me. So I mean a few pounds, not half a stone or whatever, not a pebble. I want to lose a few pounds.
it's In the UK, we say, if we're talking about body weight, we say stone. Say someone will weigh 10 stone or 12 stone or 6 stone or 20 stone. It's stones. We don't use the whole pound things. And for me, when I hear 120 pounds, 150 pounds, whatever it is, it doesn't make any sense to me because I can't picture that. If someone is saying to me they're 10 stone 5 or they're 15 stone, like 15 stone, wow, that's quite heavy. Someone says they're 12 stone, that's not too bad, that's average, 12 stone. But whole pound thing, I can't get it. I can't grasp it. If someone is like 200 pounds, is that a lot? Is that little? If they're 120 pounds, is that a lot? Is that little? I just can't grasp it. I think it's the British thing. It's just pounds. When we're talking about weight, specifically about weight, we deal with stones and pounds, not just pounds. So my weight, for example, could be 12 stone, 5 pounds.
Yeah, you've lost me. And I think I speak for everybody else listening to this podcast. You've lost all of us.
Like, I've lost all of the American people. The UK Brits, the people in the UK behind me going, yeah, he's right. What is this pounds they're talking about?
Sorry. The UK Brits, because there's non-UK Brits.
Yeah, people who live in the UK, Brits. I mean, people who've sort of expats or Brits.
Okay, Brits. Fair enough. I'll give you that.
I'm a Brit.
But yeah, you've lost me. You say stone and I'm like, I'm drawing a blank. What?
So what
is a stone?
A stone, in talking about pounds.
In American money.
Good. In American money, there's 14 pounds in a stone.
Okay, yeah. And again, this makes no sense to me because you're using it to be easier or whatever, and you're going to choose just some arbitrary number to be a stone. Why would you not choose an arbitrary number that's at least easily multipliable? Like 10, for example.
Yeah, I get that. But it's something that's been sort of handed down from hundreds of years ago. I mean, I can't go into the history of it because basically...
I'm not
not up on the history of it. But I know it's sort of shrouded in the midst of history. But it's 14 pounds to a stone. That's not too bad. I mean, it's not that difficult.
What's 6 stone?
6 stone is actually 14 it's time
times
for
six.
It's time for us to move on. So let's move on to the next part of the podcast.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You couldn't do 10 because that would make things too easy. And you Brits are just trying to confuse us, as evidenced by Cockney rhyming slang.
Oh.
Need I say more?
Yes. We covered that earlier, didn't we?
We did. We did a whole episode on it last year. Feel free to go back and listen if you have no idea what we're talking about. I think it was episode 4, and it was Y'all Ain't Got a Scooby.
Oh, the Scooby one.
Yeah.
I don't have a
Y'all
Scooby.
Y'all ain't got a Scooby. Yeah,
I really don't have a Scooby.
If you're
that.
Wondering about our whole Cockney rhyming slang defense... Then, go listen, like, subscribe, follow us on social media while you're there. See what I did there?
Yeah.
Nice and where professional
are we?
Plug.
Where are we on social media, seeing as we're being so professional?
Everywhere. Everywhere is Grits and a Brit.
Everywhere.
Website is Grits and a Brit. Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it, is Grits and a Brit. Brit. Instagram, Grits and a Brit. YouTube, Grits and a Brit. That feels like a song.
It does, doesn't it? Sounds like the chorus for a song, Grits and a Brit. Yeah.
But, yeah, so that's go back and listen to that and agree with me, as I know you all will, that it's confusing. But yeah, speaking of podcasts we recorded last year, should we move on to our recap?
Yeah, so to
recap.
I think
you have some data to share.
I do. Basically, I looked, as we came to the end of the year, sort of last week in December, I was looking at stats on Spotify and YouTube, and there's some websites that do stats for podcasts. And I looked up the stats for our first 10 episodes. We released 10 episodes since August, which I think is quite good. A lot of people start up with podcasts and they do maybe 3 or 4 episodes, and then they're like, oh, this is no good. Let's just finish it. And they drop the podcast. But we're still going. So we've got 10 since August. Subscribers, we've got a few subscribers, and we're into double digits, which isn't too bad because we've been going for a few months, so good. Hopefully within this year, we may hit treble digits instead of hundreds, hopefully.
That'd be awesome.
If you like the podcast, tell your friends, get them to listen, subscribe. We'll get lots more subscribers. I think also on Spotify do a Spotify Wrapped Awards at the end of the year. Mm-hmm. And we got 4 Spotify Wrapped Awards.
Yeah, we did.
Which was quite interesting and surprising because we weren't expecting it. We got a, we got the award for a talked about show, which is good. It means people are talking about the show. An instant hit show, which means we picked up a lot of listeners very quickly.
Yeah.
Which I'm quite happy about. A marathon show, which means that the people listening to us are fans. Call them fans, our listeners. Mm-hmm. They listen to us nearly 60% more than they listened to other podcasts.
I'm sorry, what was the name of that award again?
Which award?
The one you were just describing. The marathon, you said?
The marathon award, yeah.
Marathon.
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 It's a marathon show award. Marathon. Yeah. No, marathon. Like the sweet. It used to be a marathon, now it's a Snickers.
Really?
Did you not know that?
No.
Yeah, they renamed, well, I don't know if happened over here, but it used to be a marathon. Marathon bar. And they renamed it Snickers. But anyway, that's another.
Probably because you guys can't pronounce marathon correctly.
Anyway. So listen to us more, 60% more than other shows. Also, in the world of podcasts, there's millions of podcasts in the world. I think there's, I saw a stat where there's 4 million. And we were sent a stat from another website, a reputable website, that said we're in the top 20%. Of worldwide podcasts.
Yeah.
Which I think is not too shabby. Not
none
too bad.
At all.
Yeah. And also, listeners. We've got listeners from all over the world. So we're a podcast about UK and US culture. We've got listeners in Canada. I mean, these are our biggest listeners. So we've got listeners all over the world. But the biggest countries for listeners were Canada, Japan, Brazil, Mexico, and, of course, the US. Which leads me to ask, come on, UK, where are you? What? This is a podcast about US and UK culture. Where are UK listeners? Come on, the US are there, Brazil are there, Japan, Canada. And I know it's recently we've got quite a few listeners in France.
Oh, bonjour.
Exactly. I have no idea. But still, where are the UK listeners? Also, speaking of countries, we actually charted in 3 countries. We hit the top 50 in the UK and New Zealand.
Yeah.
Even though the UK is not in our list of top countries, we hit the top 50 in the UK and New Zealand. And as you said, that's mind-blowing.
Yeah.
10 episodes since like halfway through the year.
August, yeah.
Yep. And we've hit the top 50 in the UK and New Zealand. And in the big market, the US, we haven't sort of made it into the top 50, but we hit top 200.
Yeah, but that leads me to ask, come on, U.S., you're letting the grids down. No, I'm kidding. Hitting the U.S. chart, hitting any chart,
yep.
But especially hitting the U.S. chart is massive, and we are very grateful.
Well,
we started this podcast just as a hobby, really, and Jay had to talk me into it, honestly.
I did, I'm not doing a podcast. But it'll be fun. Let's just do something to talk about the differences in culture.
I wasn't opposed to doing a podcast. It was just the time. Like, where are we going to find the time to do a podcast? But I actually really enjoy it. And I didn't really expect it to go anywhere, though. You know?
Yeah, I didn't know that. I thought it would be something we just did and a few friends would listen. But
yeah,
top 50 in the UK, top 200 in the US.
Yeah, that's insane.
Yeah, I'll take that.
And again, we're very grateful. Thank you. Gracias. Merci beaucoup, good morning, and all those language things.
Yes. Thank you.
Got to keep that English in there. Yeah,
exactly. Exactly, yeah.
But now that we've done a recap and expressed our thanks for everyone liking and subscribing and listening and commenting in 2025, what's coming up for us in 2026?
Good question. As we're recording this in the first week of 2026. And I think 2026, to be honest, is going to be more of the same. We're still going to argue about the proper way to say a particular word.
Of course.
We're always arguing about that specific words, especially aluminium. For all the American listeners, it's aluminium.
Aluminum.
Aluminium.
Aluminum.
Okay, moving on. something very interesting. We're going to be taking part in a charity podcast. We're going to be doing something for charity later in the year.
Yeah.
We're not going to say too much about that now, but we will be doing a charity podcast. Also, I think we've got some exciting things planned for the social media. As you said earlier, we're sort of all the social media, YouTube, Insta, as the kids say, X or Twitter, whatever. And that's going to be handled by our social media PR team. And I'm looking at you, Chris.
I'm raising a hand. You can't see me, but I'm raising a hand.
Also this year, we're going to be getting out and about. I think we're going to take the podcast on the road. This is something we've been discussing.
Yeah.
Take the podcast out on the road. So we're going to go out. And if we go out somewhere and we think it's going to be helpful and culturally the differences between sort of UK and US, we're going to be doing that a little bit. So do you want to go into that a little bit more?
Yeah, I'm actually really excited to try that. We like to go out and explore places in North Carolina or out of North Carolina or even out of the country. So we're going to bring you guys along with us. This is not a travel podcast. There are plenty of travel podcasts out there.
Yeah, there's loads of those out there.
But new locations bring new opportunities to learn about culture, to learn about different words that we use. Like even us, you know, just being married, just the two of us out on the road.
Yeah.
We learn things together.
Yep.
Even in the kitchen. Last week, for example, we were out and about and you said something like gaff.
Yeah, let's get back to the gaff.
Yeah, let's get back to the gaff. And I'm like, what? We've been married for 4 years and there's still things that I'm finding as we do different things together.
Yeah.
New situations bring you new cultural differences, new words.
Yep. Even going to a restaurant, for example. If we go to somewhere like Olive Garden, which is a very well-known Italian-style restaurant. I hadn't been there before. Or if we go to somewhere like... not Taco Bell. Taco Bell's kind of fast food. But if we went to sort of, we've been to several Mexican restaurants. I'd never had a burrito, never had a taco. I'm sure there's people in the UK who haven't experienced that thing. So we'll kind of talk about that while we're in the restaurant. As you said, it's not a travel podcast. So we're not going to do that thing. But where the cultures are different, we'll explain things. Even shopping at Walmart. I mean, there are so many different things. I mean, Walmart is the biggest grocery store on the planet. And when we go there, do some shopping. There's lots of different foods, different things. Even just cereal, for example.
Yeah.
Fruit Loops.
Yeah.
And what's the one with the leprechaun on it that I like?
Lucky Charms.
we don't have those in the UK. Lucky Charms. Yeah. So they're good as well. So yeah, I think that's good.
Yeah. New experiences, just different things that we do that bring about like new words, new cultural differences that we learn. Because we're still learning about each other. And, you know, cultural differences. I ask you all the time in like normal conversations, is that a thing over there? You know, like, so we're going to be bringing some remote podcasts, not from like a travel perspective, but from cultural differences that we discover in new places.
Exactly.
Like in restaurants, tipping, for example, it's not really done in the UK.
The amount of times I've said, you can't tip. What are you tipping for? All they did was take an
you
order.
You actually got really upset with me yesterday because I accidentally tipped too much. I feel like this is a whole other podcast, but I accidentally, like, there's different tip options. You're expected to leave a tip in the US. You're not expected to leave a tip in the UK. And so usually they do like the lower tip options to the left of the screen and then the higher tip options to the right. And this restaurant that we were at yesterday was exactly the opposite. And so my mind went to like the lower tip option, but it was actually the higher tip option.
Yeah.
And you were like, we actually didn't even get food. We just got like a couple of bottled drinks.
Yeah. So
like,
this person went to the fridge, picked up two bottles, put them on the counter, and they got like, I don't know, was it 35%, 40% tip or something? It was the 25% tip. And I'm like, what? 25%? They just went to the fridge. So yeah, tipping is a whole other thing.
Yeah, I had to twist your arm to tip because it's not natural for you. It's natural for me, but it's not natural for you. Why would I leave a tip? They're getting paid.
Yeah, exactly.
Because that's, you know, that's a cultural difference.
Whole other podcast, you know? I think. Yeah.
But, yeah.
Talking of food.
I went into.
How about we wrap this up and go for a Mackie D's, maybe?
I don't know about that.
But I'm getting a little bit peckish. And to be honest...
Is this my warning?
Yeah.
Oh, and the dog's barking now too. Barking.
So that definitely means it's time to wrap it up. So saying that, we're going to go for something to eat, as I said.
But no junk food. We got to stick with the New Year's resolutions.
New Year's resolutions. Maybe I'll have a small burger instead of a quarter pounder. So on that note, and with the dog barking in the background, say goodbye, Chris.
Goodbye, Chris.